KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. And at 7:07, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, 35 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for a chance of light mixed precipitation this morning in the form of rain, snow, and freezing rain. Then becoming partly cloudy with a high of 43, southeast winds shifting to the northwest this afternoon at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Police in Red Oak say a 16-year-old female was arrested early today, Tuesday, December 28th, in the 2400 block of North Broadway Street. The unidentified teen was taken into custody at around 1:17 a.m. for theft and public intoxication. She was transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and released to a guardian. The Glenwood Police Department on Monday said 24-year-old Dewan Devel Quiles of Glenwood was arrested early last Thursday morning following a single vehicle accident at Elman 16th Streets in Glenwood. Officials say the 2013 Nissan Juke he was driving was traveling north on Elm Street just before 4 a.m. when the vehicle ran through a stop sign and crashed through a chain-link fence into the backyard at 100 Glenbrook Drive. When police arrived on the scene, Carlos was passed out in his vehicle. He was charged with OWI second offense. Bond was set at $2,000. On Friday, Glenwood police arrested 23-year-old Jordan Sammons of Glenwood for contempt of court violation of a no-contact order. His bond was set at $500. And Monday morning, 36-year-old Dalton Lydon of Emerson was arrested for OWI first offense and possession of dangerous weapons. His bond was set at $2,000. The Iowa Department of Public Health on Monday released new COVID-19 data. Officials said there were 9,506 positive tests in the last 7 days, down from 9,630 at the last report on Friday. The state's 14-day positivity rate dropped to 10.6% from 10.7%. There are currently 706 patients hospitalized with COVID-19 in Iowa. That's down from 724 at the last report on Friday. Of those hospitalized with the virus, nearly 82% are unvaccinated, while just over 85% of those listed in intensive care with COVID are unvaccinated. There have been 4,556,310 vaccine doses administered in Iowa, with 70.1% of those persons 18 and older fully vaccinated, and 73.9% of those 12 and older having had at least one dose of the vaccine. The Des Moines Police Department confirms a 46-year-old man injured in a December 2nd shooting has died from his injuries. The shooting happened at the Main Gate Bar and Grill near the Iowa State Fairgrounds. Police said a 17-year-old shot 46-year-old Andrew Lee Hall Sr. of Des Moines. According to police, Hall was trying to break up a fight. 17-year-old Drake Russell Armstrong is now charged with first-degree murder. Previously, he had been charged with attempted murder, willful injury causing serious injury, assault while participating in a felony, and felon in possession of a firearm. Armstrong remains in police custody. Authorities said this is now the 13th homicide of 2021 in Des Moines. There were 21 homicides in Des Moines in all of 2020. Authorities in north central Iowa have identified the body of a woman found inside of a wrecked car. 42-year-old Tanya Collins had been reported missing 2 weeks ago. She was found inside of her SUV, which was wrecked in a creek bed just outside of Eagle Grove. Emergency responders say she died from injuries she suffered in the crash. The wrecked vehicle was discovered last week. Collins had last been seen in Eagle Grove. Davenport police said a 31-year-old man is in custody in connection with an assault case. Officers responding to a 911 call found the victim suffering from serious injuries Friday evening at about 6 o'clock. He was taken to a local hospital and then transferred to the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics. The victim's name has not been released. Less than an hour after the 911 call, police arrested Jared Peck at a nearby apartment complex. The charges he faces are willful injury and interference with official acts. A Marion County woman is facing charges after police say she stabbed a man. That happened Sunday morning in downtown Knoxville. Law enforcement said 56-year-old Tony Baker admitted that she had stabbed the unidentified man in the stomach after an argument. The man was flown to a Des Moines hospital. Baker has been charged with willful injury. She was being held in the Marion County Jail. A Southern Iowa principal is facing criminal charges. The Appadoose County Sheriff's Office said Karen Swanson was arrested Sunday night on suspicion of driving while intoxicated after a crash in Centerville. Authorities confirmed no one was hurt in the crash. The Centerville school superintendent told KCCI in Des Moines that Swanson is a principal at the Hauer Middle School. The superintendent didn't share details about her job status, however, with the district. And one of the most common New Year's resolutions is to quit smoking. A survey finds 70% of Iowa smokers want to quit, while 50% will try to quit in 2022. There are mixed messages circulating about how vaping can help smokers to kick the habit. Messages that are blatantly false, according to Erica Sward, a spokeswoman for the American Lung Association.
We know that smokers are confused. Smokers want to end their addiction and not be really held hostage by nicotine and tobacco products.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has not found any e-cigarette to be safe and effective in helping smokers quit, she says. And the Lung Association is urging smokers to step away from all tobacco and nicotine products and not to switch to vaping.
The Lung Association believes that every smoker can quit and can quit for good. And we know that it's hard. But if smokers want to talk to their doctors or call 1-800-LUNG-USA or call 1-800-QUIT-NOW, they can work with someone who is an expert at helping people quit and end their addictions for good.
Surveys find about 16% of Iowa adults smoke cigarettes and more than 5% use e-cigarettes. As for Iowa teens, about 4.4% smoke cigarettes, while 22% of Iowa 11th graders use e-cigarettes. Breaking the addiction can be very difficult, and the advice of a professional may be the key.
Every person takes a slightly different approach to how they can be most successful in quitting, and that's why it's so important to work with someone with that experience, including the American Lung Association, to find the exact way that they can be most successful in improving their health.
The Iowa Department of Public Health reported 50 cases of serious illness related to vaping during 2019. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, Council Bluffs, Greenfield, and Walnut.